This download is the only extract the BBC has of this edition of Desert Island Discs. The presenter was Roy Plumley.
Yeah, I was born in show business, so really I've had no choice. It's been my life. My father was working at the Grand Theatre Birmingham when I was born.
And it was taken for granted that you were going into the theatre?
Not at all. We happened to be at Gloucester, and they wanted a child in a melodrama that was being played at the Theatre Royal. My father was scenic artist resident at Gloucester, and I, precocious little brat that I was at the time, I was taken along and shoved in this thing, and that was how it started. This was in 1900. I was born in 1893.
And you played quite a number of child parts at Gloucester
Theatre? Oh yes, quite a lot.
And after that?
Well, shortly after that, my mother died and we moved again. We came back up to the Midlands. And my father was encumbered with four young kids. And I was away on the road again with a sketch company. There used to be a lot of sketches used in the music halls in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Variety meant what it said, variety.
But you didn't only work in music halls as a youngster.
No, I worked. I once I had a spell with circus. I went with a circus at one time.
Did you? As what, yeah. A clown?
Oh, general roustabout and anything.
And you worked in melodrama too?
I worked in many melodramas, yes. And stock dramas, stock melodramas.
Oh, you certainly crammed plenty into the first years in the business. What happened next?
Well, the war broke out, and I went in the South Staffordshire Regiment as an infantryman. I wanted to be a general, but they were full up.
Did you do any concert party work in uniform?
Well, I didn't join any of the regimental concert parties, if that's what you mean out there. When I was in a convalescent camp, I did do a soldier act, the trench philosopher.
Mm-hmm.
I stuck on a walrus moustache. And it was pointed out to me that this character did bear some resemblance to a character in a magazine called The Bystander, which they used to have in the officer's mess.
Yes.
A cartoonist, he was a captain in the Royal Warwickshire Regiment, and Bruce Bairn's father created a character called Old Bill.
Oh, yes, and where did that one go?
That was right, and if you know of a better old, go to it.
And when the war was over, what was your characterization? The demobbed Tommy?
Well, what would he do? He was just an ordinary infantryman, a big, burly, hefty man. What would he be doing? He'd be a navvy, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so, on behalf of the working classes, was born.
Well, Mr. Russell, you had many years of success in the music hall. What killed the music hall?
Well, I think it was culpable homicide, to tell you the truth.
On the part of whom?
Well, I don't know. I don't know who to blame for it. I think a lot of people who didn't belong coming in, they killed it. People with little talent get rich quick. Whether it would last or no, they didn't care. They came in and they slapped on strip shows. It ceased to become a family entertainment. The jokes. Nothing funny ever happened outside the bedroom or outside the toilet.
Mm. So the music hall died. It caused very big changes in the entertainment industry, which you had a front seat for these changes. You were chairman of the Variety Artists Federation, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
But in your case, as a character comedian, as a character actor, you could go back to straight acting.
Well, I hoped I could, but it took a bit of convincing.
You have done some very good work in the theatre since your music hall days, haven't you?
Well, I must pay tribute to the Royal Court Theatre for that. And having a very good agent who prevailed upon me to come back and to take a part in a couple of John Osborne plays at the Royal Court.
Mm-hmm.
And from then, it's gone on. I've done quite a few good plays.
And a lot of television?
Oh, quite a lot of television plays, quite a few.
And you still do a few weeks variety every year?
This year I've been too full up with what with films and one thing and another. I haven't had any time this year, but last year I did 10 weeks.
So really you're busier now than you've ever been?
I certainly am.